You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to the Market Closing Podcast right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh and the Bears have made a comeback on Dalal Street. To find out all that happened in the markets, this is the Market Closing Podcast.
The Market Closing Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
Well, profit booking hit Dalal Street as Nifty 50 witnessed selling pressure around the 10,700 levels for the second consecutive day in a row on Tuesday. The S&P BSE Sensex slipped over 200 points to close below its crucial psychological support level of 35,000. The S&P BSE Sensex slipped 216 points or 0.61% to close at 34,949, while the Nifty 50 ended 55 points lower at 10,633. Benchmark indices snapped the three-day winning streak, dented by weak global cues and sharp fall in rupee. Banking and financials are the major losers that pulled the market lower in trade today. Nikhil Kamath, co-founder of Zerodha, told Money Control, and I quote, "Banks underperformed grossly with losses of close to 1.5%. FIIs continue to be net sellers in trade for the month. Aurobindo Pharma, ICICI and SBI were some of the worst performers of the session, whereas Mahindra and Mahindra held up in trade today on the back of stellar results. Overall, we continue to remain muted on the markets overall and would believe the indices are still overbought. At this juncture, we would advocate holding on to short positions at this point," he went on to say. Looking at the sectors, the S&P BSE Oil and Gas Index rose 0.49% today, followed by the BSE Auto Index, which was also in the green, ending 0.43% higher, and the BSE IT Index gained 0.34%. On the losing front, we had the Banking Index, like I said earlier, slipping 1.6%, followed by the BSE Healthcare Index, which dropped as much as 0.8%, and not too far behind was the Consumer Durable Index on the losing front, slipping as much as 0.7%. Within the broader markets, the S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index dropped 0.44% and the Small-Cap Index dropped 0.26%. Like we've said earlier, the benchmark indices have sort of had respite in the past few days, but the broader markets have simply not caught up, and that story continued today as well. And finally, which were the top Sensex gainers today? Mahindra & Mahindra was the star performer today, up 2.2%, Bharti Airtel up 1.08%, Tata Consultancy Services up 0.54%, Hero MotoCorp up 0.43%, and L&T, that is Larsen & Toubro, up 0.18%. Where there are winners, there are losers too. Top Sensex losers today included State Bank of India, down 2.7%, followed by IndusInd Bank, down 2.08%, and yet another entrant from the banking industry, Yes Bank, down 0.17%, and coming in at top 4 on the loser list, Asian Paints today, down 1.5%. As many as 643 companies released their earnings today. Chief among them was Mahindra & Mahindra. Mahindra & Mahindra's March quarter earnings beat analyst expectations as profit grew by 50% year-on-year to 1,155 crores and revenue increased 25.6% to 13,189 crores during the quarter. The stock closed 2.2% higher at rupees 868. When I spoke about it in the morning, there were some street expectations, but Mahindra & Mahindra has clearly shot past the street expectations. State-run power equipment maker Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited has reported more than double growth in March quarter profit at 457.2 crore rupees, driven by strong operational income. The stock closed as much as 5.5% higher. Speaking of other stocks that also closed in the green, Uflex share price rallied 10% despite sharp fall in March quarter profit. Consolidated net profit dropped 27.6% year-on-year to 71.1 crore rupees, but revenue from operations grew by 12.2% to 1,817.8 crore rupees for the quarter that ended March 2018. Vista Pharmaceuticals share price is locked at 10% upper circuit after the company signed a non-disclosure agreement to acquire a complex ANDA for Eurocare. After being locked in a lower circuit on Monday, shares of Manpasand Beverages continue to be locked in the same band today as well, as investors continue to be wary of corporate developments. This is despite the company trying to allay fears around the controversy surrounding its auditor Deloitte resigning abruptly. Among those stocks that fell sharply today, Aurobindo Pharma share price fell as much as 4.2% after it reported a marginal decline in its net profit at 528.5 crore rupees for the fourth quarter ended March 2018. The company had posted a net profit of 532.5 crore rupees during the same period last fiscal. Outside of Dalal Street, what's happening? Well, petrol and diesel prices, that's pretty much all the country can think about. They continue to soar and touched another peak on Monday. Petrol was hiked by 16 paise to 86.24 rupees per litre in Mumbai, and this is the 16th straight hike in a row. Well, going outside of India and looking at how the international markets are doing, a majority of markets in Asia traded lower amid a deadlock in Italy over the government formation as well as slide in oil prices. Nikkei 225, that is Japan's Nikkei, declined as much as 0.55%. Hang Seng, that is in Hong Kong, was down as much as 1% to close trade at 30,484. The broader topics index of Japan again was down 0.48%. European markets are, of course, still in play, and European stocks have plunged on the back of developments in Italy that led to a fear of Eurozone breakup risk in Italy, and political turmoil is on in Spain again. So all of these have contributed to the pan-European stock 600 going down as much as 1.3% during early morning trade. France's CAC is down 1.42%. Britain's FTSE, or FTSE as it is commonly known, standing for Financial Times Stock Exchange, that is down 1.22% as well, currently trading at 7,636. And Germany's DAX is also down 1.54%. So basically, it's been a red day in Europe. What do the political situations in Italy and Spain result in the global markets? How will America react to it? We'll find out all of that when we come back in the morning with the pre-opening podcast as well as the Stock Picks podcast. Until then, from the podcast desk here at Money Control, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of everyone else here, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.